Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organise. We can't wait to share with you all of our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
All right, let's get started.
You've joined us for episode 2 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we'll be talking about decluttering and organising your wardrobe.
So Amy, wardrobes is one of my favourite topics. I'm so excited that we get to talk about this today. What has been your favourite experience of going into a wardrobe?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think probably, to be honest, there's a client one that stands out, because it's the biggest wardrobe I've ever seen in my life and the most amazingly set out, like custom carpentry and things like that. Awesome. So I absolutely loved that one. But to be honest, my favourite is actually mine.
Wow.
Yeah, because I actually, when we moved into our house, we had a wardrobe that was just like a double door wardrobe in our master bedroom, and it just wasn't enough. And so I knocked it out. One day my husband went to work and I decided I was going to get it. And I actually knocked out a wall in our bedroom and knocked out all the internal features of the wardrobe and built myself a custom wardrobe. So that was super, super fun. And what I ended up with is a massive walk-in robe that I'm just in love with, that has every single thing that I need. You know, I'd planned it all out on paper and went to IKEA and purchased everything I need and built it all myself. Totally gave my husband a shock when he came home, and we didn't have a little pokey wardrobe anymore, but we actually had this awesome space that fit everything and was light and airy, and it was the best.
If only we could do that for all of our clients, hey?
I know. If only our clients had the budget for us to actually go and do carpentry work as well, I'd be a happy little camper.
You would be. I'd be way out of my comfort zone.
Don't you like doing the handiwork?
No.
Oh, no. I love it.
Yes, I know. I've seen photos of you up under desks.
Yes, I take my toolkit with me. And I even have, I don't know if you've got a Bunnings Power Pass where you're like a Bunnings member, but on my Bunnings card it calls me a handyman.
You crack me up.
No. What do you love most about wardrobes?
By no means am I a personal stylist at all. But I love the end result. I love that my clients will have a room in their house that they love everything in that room, and that they can put together their own clothes knowing that they don't have to wade through mountains of clothes to get to that. Those two t-shirts that they love wearing, or those two jumpers that they love putting on. So yeah. I love the decluttering process, and then I love restocking it and helping them to put outfits together and helping clients to rediscover their wardrobe. I love that. But
that's an awesome way to think of it.
Yeah, but I'm by no means a personal stylist. I've got a beautiful friend who I recommend my clients to if you live in Sydney.
That's brilliant.
But I do love, this is one of my favourite rooms. So how do you go about doing it?
Yeah, so that's really different to the reason I love it, because mine's such a practical reason, that I love being able to give people permission in a wardrobe. So instead of people feeling like, you know, their undies have to be color coordinated or folded and put in a perfect place, I find that the wardrobe's a really awesome place to say, nope, you don't need to do those things. We need to have a section or an area where, say, socks go. But I don't mind if your sports socks and your work socks and your stockings are all in the same drawer, as long as they're all in the same drawer.
Yes.
So I actually, to say to people, you know, like in my own wardrobe, I walk in with a washing basket of clean clothes. I open up all the drawers. In fact, I'm going to video it one day because it just looks so funny. And I stand in the middle of the room with all the drawers open and I throw things into the drawers. So nothing in any drawers in my wardrobe gets folded. Nothing.
Oh, I am the same. No, but I'm just saying.
You're going to say you're the opposite.
No. Well, so in our wardrobe, in our walk-in wardrobe, everything hangs up. We don't actually have drawers. I have a tall boy, but my tall boy gets shoved full of stuff too, but not really shoved because I don't have that much in there. Like I don't have to stuff things. No. Like I'm doing this 28-day challenge with someone over on my Facebook page, and one of my friends has just gone, ooh, I'm so excited. I don't have drawers that don't shut anymore. I've actually decluttered their stuff. So yeah. But my wardrobe's the same, but what I love doing for my clients is actually getting them to love the clothes. Because I ask them I'm like, do you love this? And they're like, I'm like, okay, cool. It's going in the get rid of pile.
Wow.
Like, I don't let them.
That's excellent. I don't think I feel confident enough in my own ability to be fashionable because I'm so unfashionable that I'd be scared I'd tell people to throw out stuff that actually look amazing in.
Oh, and I don't necessarily let me backtrack and say I'm so not a personal stylist again.
No, but it sounds like you're at least confident in it because there are some areas that I would say to people, that's horrible, get rid of it, and I feel confident in that area. So I wonder if that is one of the areas that you have a strength in naturally.
Yeah, maybe. I just like, so what I go through, I don't know what you do, but I go through and get them to look at all the clothes. If it's pilly, if it's got holes in it, if it's stained and not cannot be come back from, cannot be retrieved, let it go. If you're umming and ahhing about an item of clothing, let it go. Like, that's never going to be the t-shirt that you go to put on. You are always going to flick past that one and go to that other black t-shirt that you know you feel good in or look good in.
Yes.
So if anybody hesitates, I'm all like, it's going. And then they can go, oh no. And I'm like, okay, it's going in the maybe pile.
Because
I find that people will be like, have a huge maybe pile, and then I'm like, okay, now that we've got them into three piles, definitely keeping, definitely letting go. Yep. And that letting go pile will be two piles. It will be one pile will be we're letting it go to go in the bin because it should never be seen again.
Yes, not even worthy of the painting t-shirt.
Yes, no. And it doesn't get downgraded to round the house. It goes. No,
it's going.
There is no round the house downgrade in my wardrobes.
No, I do the same. It's like if you're going to wear it, you wear it.
Yeah. And then the other pile is the donate, that it's still good, still worthy of somebody else wearing it. It just needs to be somebody else wearing it.
Yeah.
And then that middle pile of umming and ahhing over, I will go, when we've got the yes pile, then I'll go through and go, okay, but you said yes to two black t-shirts already. Do we really need five other black t-shirts? There's only 7 days in the week.
How many
t-shirts, black t-shirts do you need? And so on and so forth, whatever that
item is. So
that's
that really practical side of it, which I love. I think, you know, giving people freedom to say, actually, even though I love wearing black t-shirts, perhaps I don't need seven of them.
Yeah, and do you talk with your clients, do you go through their laundry cycle? Like I often ask my clients, how quick does a piece of clothing How quick or slow does it take this item to go from being worn to being back in the closet? Because if it takes clients 2 weeks for that process, then sure, you may need seven black t-shirts.
Yeah.
But if it takes 2 days, then you'll be wearing that black t-shirt again in 2 days because it's your favorite. So why do you need 5 favorites?
And if it's 2 days, it also means that the t-shirts will get worn more, which means they'll wear out quicker, which gives you permission that once you've actually worn through that item, you can let it go and you can justify buying yourself a replacement item because you've worn it well.
Yes, and you've loved it. So one of the other things that I'm really big on, and not all my clients are big on, but this is part of my educationing, is to encourage my clients that when they are going out to buy new clothes, let's try and be ethical in our choices of clothing.
That's huge, and that's something I really want to expand my knowledge on. It's not something that I feel like I've kind of got a really good handle on how to pick those ethically suitable clothing, to know they've come from somewhere where there's been good human rights, that we're also shopping environmentally, that we're not buying things that are only going to last a couple of weeks and then end up in landfill, that are full of clothes, full of plastic. So I think that's really a journey for me. I certainly am not someone to give great advice on it just yet, but it's something I am learning about.
So there's the Australian Baptist Aid have done this ethical fashion guide. So you can hop on their website and put in your favorite store and see how they're rated. They look at the clothing, where they make the clothing, like how they source the clothing, all the way through to fair wages. So you can hop on there, and if it's, you know, A-rated, then you don't even have to think twice about going into that shop. You'll just go in and buy whatever you want. So I will put the link in the show notes for you, Amy, so that you can educationing it up.
And that's really good. Thank you.
Help our listeners and our clients. So I also really encourage my clients that when we've gone and processed all this, then we go, okay, well, actually, maybe you do need another black t-shirt because that one is worn through. So like you've been saying the whole time, it gives people permission. And we are not here. Like, I feel like I'm talking way too much this episode, but we are not here to restrict our clients in any way. We're here to help them and encourage them to be really intentional about everything in their life.
Intentionality is key.
Yeah, because it's so easy to go to the shop and go, oh my goodness, that's on sale. That's so cheap. I'm going to get that. You may not even have thought about the ethical side of things. And if that's not your bag, that's not your bag. That's cool.
It's cool, but you totally should grow in it like me. So it may not be your thing, but maybe you can help make it your thing, because it's cool that it's not, but it's not cool that it's not.
Yeah, totally. Thank you. Thanks.
We could be growing in it. You don't have to have had it your thing and know everything about it to say, actually, that is a value that lines up with my personal values and I want to grow in it. Because that's what it is for me. It's not something that I fully get. But come on, people.
Yes, let's be intentional and responsible and ethical shoppers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but yeah, we just want to encourage our clients to be intentional and to be thinking when they're out shopping, well, actually, do I actually need this item that's on sale? Yeah. Let me think. Oh no, actually, I've got 5 black t-shirts that are slightly different, but very similar to this. So maybe I don't need that.
Yeah.
And also encourage my clients to be intentional about why they're going to the shops. Like, are you going to the shops because you've just had a fight with your partner?
Yeah, that's great.
Or you're angry at your kids, or you're frustrated at work, or
bored and anxious.
Yeah, you're bored, or anxious. Like, stop and think about what that is, and if there's a more productive, useful way to express that feeling. Like, do you need to go and make up with your partner? Do you need to apologize to your kid? Do you need to take rest? Do you need to just go home and have a sleep or watch TV or like read a book or go hang out with your girlfriend and debrief with your girlfriend?
Because there's not really anyone in our life telling us that. And so sometimes to have someone that you trust, the professional organizer, come in and say, actually, let's have a look at this. Let's not just automatically assume that, yes, shopping is the answer. Something that I often get tell clients is if you're ready to do a full wardrobe upgrade, so whether or not you might have just finished a season of having babies and breastfeeding, or whether you've lost or put on weight for different reasons, or you're going corporate when you've been in the mummy land for a while, or vice versa, you know, those seasons where you feel like I need a whole new wardrobe, is to actually have a good declutter first. Because what I find is people will just go, oh, I need a whole new wardrobe. I'll set aside a weekend. I'll take a couple of $1,000 and I know I give myself permission to buy everything. But really what needs to happen first is a real honest look through a wardrobe and picking out, well, what items do I love and what do I want my style to look like and what do I need to buy? What do I already have that I could actually just accessorize or buy a skirt that matches or a top that matches it? And as I said, I'm certainly not the fashionable one, but I certainly am aware to help people make those decisions and put them in the right order. So it's the thinking about it before the shopping, it's the thinking about it and decluttering, and then the shopping with the intention of this is what I need to buy.
Yeah.
I know for my kids, I've got 9 and 11 year old boys, so they grow quickly and they wear through their clothes, so it's very rare that something gets passed down because it's already got rips and stains and grass and yeah. You know, like, it doesn't really last. But when we go shopping, we never just go shopping with we need new clothes for winter. No. It's always we need 3 pairs of tracksuit pants, yes, 1 pair of pajamas this size, we need new socks, we need a new pair of shoes for this occasion. So it's really that specific, I know what I'm shopping for, so that there's not kind of that just wandering around waiting for something to catch your eye.
Yes, yes.
Do you find the same thing?
Yeah, we do exactly the same thing. Thankfully, we have got lots of hand-me-downs. I will go through them and process them all when I get them. So if I know straight away I'll never put her in that, then I pass that on
good
straight
idea.
Away.
Yeah.
There's no point having a beautiful dress in her wardrobe if she's never going to use it. It may as well so get true. Passed on. So I'll get her to go through it all, and then we make a decision about what she needs. Well, actually, you only need this, this, and this, and let's go out and only get that. And
that's right.
Only get that one. We've only written 1 pair of jeans, so it doesn't matter if you've found 3 pairs of jeans that you like, Emily. You need to now choose only one of them.
And it doesn't matter if the pair of jeans are half price, adult, woman. You don't need to buy two.
Yes.
Because it's half price. Actually, that's awesome. And maybe there's something else that you want to save up for or put that money towards. It doesn't automatically mean double.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, like, so when we've done the wardrobe declutter and edit and they've gone out and bought things, I say to them, well, that's fine. If you do find that 2 pairs, you know, if Jeans West are having a 2-for-1 or, you know, and Jeans West are my absolute favourite jeans and
me
I love
too.
Them. Yeah, they fit everybody.
I wear.
Yeah, they fit everybody. They're awesome.
They're the
so,
best.
Yeah, so if they're having a sale, that's fine, but then go buy them potentially, but go home and get rid of that ones that are hanging on by the thread or that you never choose to put on because you prefer your other ones. I know lots of my clients get really feel really guilty about the money that they've spent on their wardrobe that they're then letting go of. Yes. And I just, what do you say to your clients when they get the guilt about the money
that they've spent? I say to them two things. In fact, I had a client this week who's a really good example. So she loves beautiful things and she loves fashion. She's actually the same client I was talking about at the start of this episode that has the biggest wardrobe I've ever seen. And so I would estimate that when we did her wardrobe, we probably would have sent to the op shop to Brotherhood maybe $3,000 worth of clothing items with their tags on. So there was plenty of items that went that had been worn, some of them not very many times, but there was thousands and thousands of dollars worth of immaculate, stunning, usually bought on special for no occasion clothing. And she really struggled with that because she said, oh, now I just feel guilty. And it just kind of reinforces when my husband says that I'm wasting money. So I say two things. The first thing I say is the money's already spent.
Yes.
You can't get that back. So don't worry about the cost of that particular item. The question now is, will you wear it? Do you love it?
Yes.
And the second thing is, let's learn from it. So let's look at that and say, you're right, even though you can't get that money back, has that been a waste, or is there some shopping habits that perhaps you can curb? So not buying things that you don't have a purpose for, or not buying things in a size that you want to be rather than that you are. Mm-hmm. And so actually learning from that so that you shape and change the way that you have your consumer habits to actually better reflect your values, which I would assume for most people is not to be wasting lots of their money on items that they would never wear.
Excellent advice, Amy. Do you have clients? I often have clients who keep a lot of their pre-baby clothes, or, you know, when they're a lot slimmer, and they're just hanging on to those clothes. What do you say to your clients when you come across that?
Yeah, so I usually I find clothing can be a really sensitive issue because yes. People can have clothes that they've kept for very emotional reasons. So a few different examples: wedding dresses from marriages that failed, but the wedding dress is still in good condition, and there's that kind of, you know, the wedding dress is perfect and reminds me of the good times even though the marriage didn't stay together or whatever. There's pregnancy and maternity clothing for families that have lost the child or are unable to conceive more children. And it's the grief of sometimes letting go of those clothes is saying, I'm closing a chapter. There's clothes that have been handed down. So even yesterday, there was a client whose husband had a jacket that he'd been given by his grandfather that he wanted to give to his son. Now, nobody will ever wear it, but it was more like an heirloom kind of thing. So there's that really deep emotional connection to an item of clothing purely based on who it's from. So I guess with clothing, I can easily see, and the other thing is when people have usually put on a significant amount of weight rather than lost it.
Yes.
And they want to keep the clothing that they want to be back into.
Yeah.
And so really it's not actually anything to do with the clothing. It's usually to do with the grief or the regret or the fear. You know, and that, you would know, Kirsty, that that's the stuff that we deal with as professional organisers. It's very, very rarely ever about the stuff, and it's often about what that stuff represents. So I would then spend time, you know, kind of fleshing that out a bit with people and talking to them. How does it make you feel? Can you tell me? One of my questions is, tell me about it.
Yeah.
So I'll pick up an item and say, tell me about this. And it can, I don't know, sometimes I kind of get the intuition to ask on a particular item and it'll be, you know, a story unfolds, or you can see that a client's kind of avoiding a particular area of the wardrobe, and when you get in there you find that there's baby clothes but they were never able to have a child. Mm. So, you know, like it's can be so complicated and so deep for people. That wardrobes, I would never, if I'm doing a full client's house, we never, ever, ever start with the wardrobe, because I feel like the wardrobe is such an intimate part of their lives and it shows so much. Kirsty, you and I see people's underwear. We go through their bras. We see everything. And so, you know, like I'll hear stories and we're going through and there's all this beautiful lingerie that a woman will say, well, I might as well get rid of it. Like, and there's actually issues of intimacy or how she feels in her marriage or relationship. And it is so intimate that I feel really privileged when anyone lets me do their wardrobe, because I know that there's a trust, that they trust me with their heart, really.
Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful, Amy. You're so beautiful. Can I be your client?
You don't need me, Kirsty. We'd have fun, but you don't need me.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like it is.
The
wardrobe has so much in it that is more than about the clothes.
Yeah. And I find that right across the house too, though, as I'm sure you do, that we can accidentally step on things that we didn't realize were landmines.
All the time.
But part of our job is to be asking the right questions and to be pushing people through that, to be gently encouraging them to actually process what's going on and to walk them through that, to be walking alongside them in love and kindness and non-judgment, but to keep pushing through, because a lot of the time our clients just want to stop there and they're like, yep, okay, I don't want to talk to you about that, and okay, I'm done with the wardrobe.
Yep.
And you're like, you're like, that I'm really sorry that this is bringing up stuff for you, but why don't we chat about it? And then why don't we keep moving, because this is why this wardrobe has never been dealt with, because you keep hitting this wall and not pushing through. So
that's right. And something I often say to my clients, and it's in truth, is I say to them, I love you enough that I'm going to ask this question, or I love you enough that I'm going to sit here in the irkiness and the yuckiness with you.
In the mess.
And, you know, I had a client this week just sit on the floor in her bedroom and cry. And it was over a title deed, like when you buy a land.
Yeah.
And it was because it reminded her of a situation that was quite, you know, raw for her. And so I think it is about loving people enough to say, actually, I'm not just going to find this all too much. You cannot be a professional organizer and not be okay with people crying.
No.
You need to be so okay with that.
And we are okay with mess. Like,
yes.
This is our job is to be okay with mess.
That's right.
And to be with people in their mess and to help them process their mess and towards healing and hope and life.
Yeah.
So you
make me love my job even more, Kirsty.
No, I love my job. Thanks, Amy, for letting me talk about my job. This is great. Let's just stay on this phone call for an hour and just talk about how much we love our job. I love encouraging people, particularly when people are holding on to clothes that they no longer fit because they're larger than the clothes. I often say to people, hey, how awesome would it be when you get back down to that size that you want, that you get to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe in that size. Keep That's one right. piece to inspire you and to motivate you. But I promise you that clothes from the 90s, when you get down to that size, you will not actually want to wear them again. I had that experience.
And you'll end up going out and buying new stuff anyway.
I had that experience after I lost weight after having Oliver.
Yeah.
I got back into these clothes. I was like, awesome. I'm so proud of myself. I can fit these jeans. But I don't want bell bottoms. Now, bell bottoms are back in, so maybe I should have kept on to them. But
no,
I'm like, actually, they're not trendy anymore, even though I really love this pair of pants.
Signified for you more than about the actual business.
So I encourage my clients to keep that one pair if it's motivating. But the motivation should be how you're going to feel, how fit and healthy you are, and that should be what's motivating you. And knowing that you can go out and justify buying a couple of pieces in that size 8 because you've worked damn hard to get back down to that size.
Exactly.
Whatever.
And what we're not saying is then go and spend $4,000 and buy, you know, every item that your eyes land upon. It's still about buying well. But it is about not saying to yourself, and look, do you know what a lot of women do is they wear really old, daggy clothes because they want to save money or they want to spend money on different things. But you're not doing yourself any favors when you always put yourself last.
Amen, sister.
So it doesn't, as I said, it doesn't, man, look, I don't spend a lot on clothes at all, but I want to feel lovely in what I wear.
Exactly. You want to feel good. So go out and go shopping at an op shop. Go shopping at that op shop that Amy decluttered all of her clients' clothes too.
You know what? Whoever gets to buy some of these clothes will be loving it.
Yeah, any last tips for doing your wardrobe that you want to share with our listeners?
I think we've done really well. What I'd love to do is have another episode soon about the practicalities of drawers, shelves, hanging space, doors, no doors, what else, how to keep your shoes. I think it'd be great to have a really practical one, but I've loved laying the groundwork today with some of the mindset stuff around wardrobes.
Yeah, it's so important to figure out, to be self-aware, I think. It's really, like, that's part of being a mature adult, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Is figuring out what's actually going on and dealing with that and working on being positive and having a great mindset that's going to move you forward instead of keeping you stuck wherever that is in life, if it's in your wardrobe or, you know, wherever you feel stuck.
That's great.
We can be doing lots of work and we all need to keep learning and growing and keep working on ourselves.
Yeah.
So thanks for your time, Amy. I'm so excited for our listeners.
I think our listeners will get heaps out of today, and make sure that you listen to the next few episodes, because what we really love doing is combining the mindset stuff and the practical stuff. So you're just going to be able to blitz it, and we hope that today's been an encouragement to you.
Yeah, why don't we make the next episode about the wardrobe again?
Let's do it. I think that's an awesome idea.
You know, episode 2.1.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a girlfriend a favor and share this episode with her so that she too can learn the art of decluttering.
You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganized.net or on Facebook as Simply Organized PO.
And you can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app. So if there's anything you want more info on, just check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learned some great tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised. We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.